and yeah. she looked like a baby carrot. It was like gag reflex.
I can't imagine why that show's not getting good ratings.
Showing pictures of Janine Garofalo putting candy cream on herself.
That's fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering if I could ask Bob A. how to keep a straight face when he's talking to those guys in line.
Rob always keeps a straight face.
Yeah, Rob does not have a sense of humor, as far as we can tell.
Brains B-Wack, living La Vida Loca. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
I got the cuffs. You get the rubber gloves. 5 minutes, sphincter viewing.
Yeah, Rob somebody a. remembers that, okay, right. That part of the program.
Rob A. Spiewak, gotcha. Have a sphincter viewing.
Oh.
Hey, you hear that, Rob? We're gonna view your sphincter in about 5 minutes.
It's going to be in widescreen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Most ice. Spaceport. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Is that a line from the movie?
I would hope so. I hope that's not coming out of his brain.
I can't wait till tomorrow when some of these nerds go to see the movie. And then they can come in if they're honest.
Right.
They'll say, you know what?
You are absolutely right.
Mos Eisley Spaceport on Tatooine.
Movie's a piece of crap.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Dynamite.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, I got a load going to Sacramento on June 18th. This is Moon Pie. I'll see you there, buddy.
Oh, this is the truck driver that kept up on the goofballs.
Moon Pie. What's happening?
He's all hepped up on goofballs.
Got a load. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Don't we all?
Okay. Some of those people in line, I'm sure, have the same situation.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey.
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 How you doing, Mumbles?
Hey,
what do you want? Hi.
Hey, I was just thinking, what if a guy goes into the line and picks up on the nerd chick? Wouldn't that be worth waiting in line on?
You know, I would say if you found a woman who was a Star Wars aficionado and you were able to establish a relationship, and then late at night, like 3 or 4 in the morning, she came to your seat sleeping bag, that would be the payoff, especially if the guy was looking for love.
So the odds are, though, that
yeah, odds are minuscule.
The woman, if you found that woman, she probably looks like Janine Garofalo.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, she'd be fuggly, man.
And I'm still thinking about your previous bird's nest reference, too.
Down there.
Oh, please.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, I'll try this one. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I have a story for you.
About what?
I used to be a Star Wars nerd. I'm a former Star Wars nerd. I was so bad, I believed in the Force and everything. And I have been released from the Star Wars clutches, but I thought I could give you some perspective from, you know.
Are these people, you mentioned believed in the Force.
Yeah.
I mean, even the most fanatical of they're freaking movies. Do they? There is no Force.
Okay, well, see, the thing is, like, there's a very clear, especially in the books, if you read the books, there's a very clear description of, like, how the Force works and how you use it and everything. And I guess, I mean, I haven't ever met anyone.
I've got a Force in my pants. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, I have it, too. Waiting to be unleashed.
But you can, like, I guess these people think they can, you know, use it or, like.
So there are people, wait, I just want to make it clear. There are people that, as well as being fanatics about the movie, truly believe that there is this Force in the movies?
Yes.
These are the same people. I want to give you a little parallel here. These are the same people that, you ever seen the National Enquirer? They have the lucky blue dot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. In the National Enquirer, once in a while, they take out a page, and they print a picture about 3 inches of a blue dot. And they say, this is your lucky blue dot.
Mm-hmm.
Cut this out, like, paste it on your forehead.
Right.
And then they have all these testimonials. Women saying, I put the lucky blue dot on my forehead, and I won the lottery. I put the lucky blue dot on my forehead, and there was a tornado in my neighborhood that knocked down every house except for my house.
Right. I wore the lucky blue dot during the sphincter watch.
The same people that believe in the Force are the same people that believe in the National Enquirer's lucky blue dot.
Very scary.
But it's a whole methodology about how you do it and everything.
You mean it's a whole religious thing?
Well, it can be if you turn it into that, sure.
Yeah, but it's a religion these people are making up because it's
a
movie.
It's a religion that, I guess, George Lucas made up the principles for, and these people took and decided that it was going to be a religion.
But even George Lucas himself, I believe, would not say this is something you should follow.
I don't want to blame George Lucas for that, much as I'd like to blame him for everything. I think that he's the guy that wrote the movie. There are other people that write the books, right?
Yeah, there's like so many Star Wars books. There are almost as many as there are Star Trek books. It's unbelievable.
Sounds to me like you're still hooked, honey.
No, actually, I became a Christian last year, so I'm a God fan now.
So you had an intervention? Somebody intervened and removed you from the clutches of the Star Wars
empire?
Yeah,
that's another long story, but yes.
Did you used to really think that Star Wars, like, was God?
Well, not Star Wars itself. Like, I didn't believe that Star Wars happened, really. But, like,
yeah, well, good for you.
It
didn't happen, really.
I know that. But, like,
not
I thought
yet.
The Force really existed.
You thought the Force... Explain that to me. Tell us why, and what did you think existed?
Oh,
you really thought the Force
God,
existed.
God. Believe me, right now it sounds as preposterous to me as it does to you, but...
When you thought it, when you were in that life,
right.
How did you think the Force existed?
Why or how?
How?
It was like an energy that everybody created, like, just by living, like trees and, you know, grass and everything.
Were you saying like as much as you are now back when you believed in the Force?
But that you could channel it kind of into your body or into your mind and somehow direct the power and, I don't know.
Did you buy the dolls?
It worked, but...
Did you buy the dolls?
No. I didn't. I wasn't that much of a...
But you had a costume.
I have a little Yoda cube, though.
Do you have a costume?
No, but I have all three movies and about 12 or 15 books at least.
And a Yoda cube?
Yeah, it's like a little pretend holograph thing.
That's what Yoda gave after his vasectomy.
All right, well, thank you. Listen, frankly, I'm not a doctor. I do still think you're hooked, though.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not. I think it's really scary to hear your show today, though, and hear that there are actually other people who were as freaky about it as I used to be.
Let's do a little intervention here. I want to say right now, F. George Lucas. There is no Force.
There is no Force.
It's only a movie.
It's only a movie.
Lost in Space. Is better than Star Wars.
There you go. All
right. Intervention complete. Thank you.
Okay. Now go get rid of those books.
Bye-bye. Hello, Donna Mutcher. Yeah, we'll have a good old-fashioned book burning.
He was calling us, you know, from Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Okay.
This is Mike from Greenville.
Hello, Mike.
I was listening to y'all's show yesterday, and y'all keep talking about the King of Queens.
Yeah.
And I kind of flipped through it. You know, CBS was never the strong station for me.
Yeah,
but I made a point of watching it. I love that damn show.
Well, we tell you, it's a good show.
It is hilarious.
Besides the fact you were on the refrigerator, it's a good show.
Hey, I was looking, too.
They got a good chemistry.
Is there a little picture about Midway? Midway in the...
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of quality time last night.
Huh?
There's some episodes where they stand right next to the refrigerator.
Well, I kept rewinding and trying to get a closer look at it.
But the next season is going to be the big season for them. They're going to be comfortable. There's probably going to be better writing. You know, usually you actually see a TV series that kind of hits its stride.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be a part of that.
Well, yeah. You remember Seinfeld the first couple of years? It sucked. I mean, it was...
No, I disagree. I thought Seinfeld was funnier its first couple of years.
Right.
That kind of drab.
No. When everybody caught on to Seinfeld, that's
right.
When they kind of watered it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And
oh.
MASH was only really funny at the very end.
MASH was never funny.
MASH at the very end when they centered on Jamie Farr. That's when I was showing my teeth laughing.
When he stopped wearing dresses, when he would wear like a baseball hat all the time?
Yeah. Well, I think MASH was funny back in the McLean-Stevenson era. I thought it was funny back then.
Always too much Alan Alda, I thought.
You don't like Alan Alda.
I hate Alan Alda.
I mean, you know, that one, but early on, before it became, you know, it didn't take long for MASH to take itself seriously.
And when the real down point in MASH, you could say it was when McLean-Stevenson left.
That's the mark that I use, yeah.
You know, you could say it's when Klinger stopped wearing dresses. I think it's when they stopped even trying to have a premise that they were really in Korea.
Right.
When they, you know, in the beginning of that show, at least they would do some shots that were outside on a back lot somewhere.
Right? Yeah.
Towards the end, everything looked like it was filmed in the Happy Days kitchen. Right? It was a fakey inside look.
Yeah, it was so cheap. You knew they were doing it on a, you know, on a big warehouse.
Right.
Screw MASH.
Screw After MASH.
After MASH.
After MASH.
After MASH on for a half an hour.
There's some After MASH in those Star Wars pants today. Down in line at the Uptown Theater.
Yeah, really. Like, bring a trash bag with you when you go to see that movie, because you're going to have buttocks that have been waiting in line for 4 days.
Hello.
Yeah, there's that lady that was on the comment on the phone that was talking about Star Wars.
That lady that was on the comment on the
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, well, you know, she was...
No, we don't know.
There's a religion where, well, it's not really a religion, it's a group of people that think that that we're deriving from
what
happened in Star Wars, and Tinky Winky is the leader.
All right, thank you.
All right, goodbye. Sometimes those sentences are simply too difficult to construct.
Hello?
Donna Mike?
Yeah.
I am not a Star Wars geek, but I do have a celebrity sighting for you.
Okay, who?
Eddie Murphy.
And did you mention her names to him?
We were driving by his house in Granite Bay. and he was walking down his driveway, and we yelled out, "Don and Mike," and he looked up, waved, and he did his Eddie Murphy laughs.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I think if anybody really drove by Eddie Murphy's house, he'd probably pull out a gun and shoot you.
No, I'm serious.
I can't imagine that he really waves at people and gives his standard Eddie Murphy laugh.
Yeah. I am serious.
Yeah. Usually I don't trust people when they say, "I am serious."
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, you bastard.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Donald, I owe you an apology.
All right, I'm ready for it. Lay it on me.
I know this is old news, but at the show Friday night...
Yeah, the Las Vegas show, right?
Yeah, you were playing the toss my salad tape, and I kept screaming that you knew how to toss your salad. But I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Opie, the DJ.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
You remember that, don't you, Don?
Oh, but like it was yesterday. Come on, I haven't slept, incidentally.
I'm
talking about that guy screaming up and
between the sets, he was crying.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
You bastards.
Hey.
Hey, Don.
Watch it. That's Mr. Bastard.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just want to tell you, first of all, that you guys have a great show, and you're my hero, but I think you're a Star Wars nerd deep down. You just have more money to spend, like on Batman costumes and little figurines, and you just don't realize it.
You know,
and I think that over the years, we, your fans, have made you the cool guy that you are.
Well, first off, I'm not a cool guy. Anyone will tell you that. Second,
in my eyes.
Second, I've come clean with the fact that I have some Batman suits, you know, rubber Batman suits, and I've got Star
and
Wars.
You wore it.
Yeah, I wear it all the time. I love it. But
your Star Trek thing you got under control. I was happy to see that.
Yeah, but I'm still a Batman freak. But I've never waited in line outside for a Batman movie. Never.
Well, you probably wouldn't a different life. You got responsibilities.
No, I don't think he would.
Well,
in a parallel universe, Don, you probably would.
Perhaps
if you someday ended up on Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Maybe not. Mean, thank you.
Great
right,
show.
All right, goodbye. Listen, what about more?
He's looking weekend on Channel 4.
Dennis, that's just what I said.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
They kind of bumped him out of the regular weekday slot. That's the dumbest
thing. Freddie's doing a weekend thing with the little girl with the red hair.
Yeah, okay. And also, I'm going to be at the Uptown Theater selling my shirts tonight.
You're going to be at the Uptown?
Yeah.
You mean with the Star Wars nerd?
Yeah, as soon as I can get some money from them.
You know, I'd love to give Dennis a tape recorder. To have Dennis interview some of these people in line.
Dennis, you know, one-on-one with the Star Wars nerds, especially, like, in the wee hours of the morning.
And you know what, Rob?
Then we could really do all the mean questions that we thought were too nice for you.
Sure.
Yeah. Would you be up for that, Dennis?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, come on by the station and pick up your equipment.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
Welcome, Dennis.
Oh, hey, I guess you won't have time for the details.
Oh, Dennis, I'm actually glad you mentioned that.
Okay.
As it turns out, all three women
that
called on Friday's episode, they all called Tammy. They were all confirmed. So you've got your five beach bitches.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All the shore whores are set.
The sand sluts are all lined up.
And starting next Tuesday, every day on the show for a week, you'll be hearing reports from the Dewey Beach Beach House where Dennis Murphy and his five beautiful women will be hanging out.
It will be a great time.
Ah, the thing is, it'll be fantastic.
It will be great.
Hold on a second. Now, you don't mind asking whatever ridiculous questions we write down for you, right?
Hey, you know, why not? You know, if I get hit, I get hit. No problem.
He sacrifices his body for the show.
All right, good man. Thank you, Murphy.
No problem, Donald.
Hold on a second, please, Dennis. Yeah, we had a bunch of really mean questions to ask Star Wars.
Well, Dennis, I think will be the man for that.
A lot meaner than, you know, is George Lucas God, and when's the last time you got laid?
More personal questions.
That's right.
I mean, who would hit Dennis?
You're looking at two guys right here.
Oh, yeah.
Who gets tempted every time we talk to him.
That's right. I forgot.
Buzz Lee's story tonight, news and comments show.
Tonight, the opening of Star Wars, just what the economy doesn't need. I'm confused.
I'm giving you a quizzical look right now.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's just the look I was going for.
If I could do that thing to make just one eyebrow go up, I'd do it.
Oh, the Bill Curtis thing. I know what it is, though, I think. It has something to do with Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, stay tuned.
Cleveland. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
That was professional.
Morris Jones, one good thing about him being gay, got plenty of time to listen to the show every day now.
Yeah, well, hey, way to go, Mojo.
He's combing his hair. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to win $5,000? Then just take it easy and play Don and Mike's World's Easiest $5,000 Giveaway Contest.
I just made the world's easiest $5,000.
All you got to do is get this. Just listen to the Don and Mike Show. That's it.
I just made the world's easiest $5,000.
By listening, you can qualify. And on Friday, May 28th, one of the qualifiers wins $5,000. It's that easy.
Money courtesy of Advantage Title.
If you're thinking of buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, do us a favor and insist on Advantage Title for all your real estate needs. Call Bob or Tom at 1-800-573-7770. So just sit back, listen to Don and Mike, and wait for that $5,000 to roll in for your Memorial Day. It's the world's easiest $5,000 giveaway.
I just made the world's easiest $5,000.
And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
Show me the money.
Rule number one, never carry a gun. If you carry a gun, you might be tempted to use it.
What are you doing here?
I'm going to ask you some questions. If I don't like your answers, you're going out the window.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Hoping that all female listeners put them in their place. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, you know, I guess we're not going to have time today. I don't want to over Star Wars everybody. But I didn't want to go. We can do this tomorrow.
It sounds at an office.
This actually letting everybody, 90 employees in this office, letting everybody have the day off tomorrow.
Oh, somebody likes the mysticism.
So they can go see the stupid movie.
Right?
Yeah, well, we researched it, Buzz.
Excellent.
We found the office.
Wonderful.
We're going to call and scream at them, but we'll do that on tomorrow's episode.
The whole office gets the day off.
Right. Now let's go to Guy Burnley, who I think has more Star Wars junk.
Sadly, yes. So tonight is the night. Star Wars The Phantom Menace opens tonight at midnight or a minute past in theaters around the country. With round-the-clock showings on many of its 3,000 screens, the movie's expected to earn back most of the $115 million it cost to make it in just the first 5 days out. As we reported earlier, it's a heyday for scalpers. The toy stories will no doubt do well, but tomorrow... Tomorrow...
Hey, God.
Yeah.
Hey, now. Hey. Take it a hey.
Hey, Paula.
Oh. I think I'm still one ahead of you.
Hey.
Nah, hey. Kiss him goodbye.
Take it a haze. Some 2 million people are expected to skip work tomorrow to see the movie. Their bosses aren't letting them off, but they're going anyway.
Yeah, that's what me and Mike will be doing.
That's
so
right.
Tomorrow when you turn the radio on, you don't hear anything. You'll know that Mike and I are at the Uptown Theater watching Star Wars.
Won't be any tapes either. Just be dead air.
Radio silence, because the whole gang's going.
That's right. Nobody do any of the work.
With 2 million people taking the day off tomorrow, we're expecting the economy to lose somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 million.
Just in that one day.
Where is this coming from?
I need some Mr. Bigglesworth.
This is coming out of a studio executive's typewriter, I guarantee it. They can't calculate that. Actually, it's based on a calculation from the last Jurassic Park movie that opened, based on the amount of money it made and the number of people they think skipped work to see that movie.
They think.
They have extrapolated that and applied it to this movie.
I got your extrapolation.
Right hand.
I think you're getting checks from George Lucas.
Two hands the whole my extrapolation.
I know you thought that.
I think every news guy is getting checks from George.
Kiss my extrapolation.
Come on, kiss it.
Come on, kiss it.
Yes, you.
Yeah, those figures actually come from an accounting firm that specializes in manpower figures and that sort of thing. So
Burbank, and Elston.
Burbank, and Lucas.
Come see my new six-car garage, by the way.
Interest rates won't be going up this month, but they probably will in June or July. The Federal Reserve today decided not to raise interest rates just yet, but it made note of last Friday's report on inflation. I'm not the only Nelly who's nervous about this, and said that it's now leaning toward hiking those interest rates in the near future. That announcement made a dent on the stock market today after a 100-point dip earlier in the day.
Naysayer.
The Dow lost 16 points and NASDAQ lost 3. Interest rates...
You better get all your money out of the bank. Put it in your mattress, bud.
Federal Reserve says maybe next month they're going to raise interest rates for the same reasons that I was telling you about on Friday.
Go get a big pickle jar and put all your money in there, bud. Buzz.
Yeah, all the money I got from Lucas.
The world's crashing around us, Buzz.
I have all my money in a tin can.
The sky is falling.
Great naysayer, Buzz Burbank.
And even though the economy is still strong.
Economy strong like bull.
For a moment.
Robust.
Most of us still worry about making ends meet. A new survey shows that nearly one in four of us worry that our paychecks may not cover the bills. Another one-third.
Whether or not you're married to my wife.
Another one-third of us feel that way some of the time. Nearly half of us expect our financial situation to be better next year, but more than half of us expect our financial situations to be about the same.
Rob, yours will be a little worse next year.
You're just letting him know now?
Yeah. Let him down easy.
Very good. The IRS isn't hassling as many taxpayers as it used to. There's some good news.
Hassle.
IRS.
Except for the strippers.
Except for the strippers.
Yeah.
We'll be on the show tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we're going to have strippers in the studio and their attorney. Strippers who are being audited by the IRS, and they're so upset about it,
right,
that they could find, frankly, no one else in the media that would talk to them about it.
Sure.
Of course, Don and Mike show, home to the strippers.
The strippers being audited.
Friend of strippers. We're going to have a bunch of strippers come in, and they will strip for us, and then we will talk with them about their audit situation.
Audited strippers on the next Don and Mike.
Oh,
the IRS is treating them unfairly, but the rest of us have it easier now. IRS officials admit this has happened, the fact that they're not hassling as many taxpayers.
It's a hassle mob.
They say it's because their employees now worry about being fired over there at the IRS because of the new law to protect the rights of taxpayers.
Don't hassle me, man.
President Clinton certainly gets his share of gifts from celebrities. It's disclosure time. Time for office holders and office seekers to reveal how much money they make, how much money they have, and what gifts they've gotten in the past year. Other politicians made more money, but Clinton got the most noteworthy gifts.
DJs.
Well, and the golf clubs from Jack Nicholson. A signed bat and jersey from Sammy Sosa.
Mr. President, I've got a present for you.
BJ from Sharon Stone. An oil painting from Carly Simon. He also got an animation cell from Steven Spielberg.
Okay, here, Mr. President, here.
Very generous.
I've got it. This has cost me 5 cents, and it's an animation cell from one of my animated pictures.
Very generous of you.
My pleasure, Mr. President. The actress, my wife, Kate, will give you the BJ later. There
you go. The rich get richer, and they'll get there faster under a traffic plan they're considering in the state of Maryland. The plan would set up express lanes or carpool or diamond lanes, as they're known in some places.
HOVs, Buzz.
You'd have to pay to use these lanes. Folks in who are able and willing to pay the toll would get a lane of the highway pretty much to themselves to and from work.
Good idea.
The highway planners call it congestion.
We call that a toll road where I live, Mike. I mean, this is not a groundbreaking solution. You pay money to go on a special road. It's called the Dulles Toll Road.
It's positively brilliant. On a toll road, people pay less money, and everybody has access to it, and all the lanes are open to whoever gets on the toll road.
Not the fast toll lane.
This is taking a road that's already been paid for.
To me? Yes, not the fast full lanes. You get special lanes there.
Right. Yeah, there are HOV lanes.
And if you don't want to pay, am I exasperating you? That's the point.
Right?
If you don't want to pay to go on the toll road, you can just drive all the way around. So it is kind of a special shortcut that you pay for.
Sure. It's a free country, but what is it, like 50 cents, 85 cents maybe to do the whole toll road
you
here?
Try it twice a day, Buzz.
Okay.
You know how much that comes to?
It adds up.
Let me just stop and think about that. $5 a week.
Tidy sum, Mr. Bigelow.
The proposal they're talking about $20 a month. It pays me to drive that road.
I'm so confused.
I mean, I pay them.
This proposal takes a lane of a road.
$80 a month.
It does add up.
Yes,
it does.
You know, you make the whole thing go away and just get one guy gets all the pay, and all he has to do comes up with $1 million.
And he gets to drive on the road.
He gets his own road.
His own road.
Well, $1 million a month.
They're talking about $4 to use a lane of a road that's already been paid for by all of the taxpayers. And not everybody can. If you think $80 a month is hard to meet, try it $4 a trip.
Listen, money bags, you could swing it. What are you talking about?
You know what they do? You charge people for that lane, and then with the money you make on that lane, you build another lane.
What?
And then you give it to the more people.
We're running out of room to build lanes.
The more people, especially here.
That'll be good.
In Southern California, where they already have these, they call them the Lexus lanes.
Lexus lanes.
Critics say that if everybody paid for the whole road, everyone ought to be able to use the whole road.
Boy, Rob, all you have to do is wait until they take the Caprice lanes. you're in business. Time out there, Bob.
All right.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You'll be wearing rubber gloves. Do you own rubber gloves? I rent them. I had a lease with an option to buy.
America's favorite coconut-headed MFers, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Fajita is here. Fajita? What's her name?
Fajita.
It's Phaedria. The girl that just played the love connection with us.
Phaedria!
Now, she's here. She wants to come and say hello. While we're waiting for her to get here, here are some of the questions you came up with for Rob.
Very good.
I mean, for Dennis.
Right.
Question number one, can I ask you a few questions, say, for broadcast? What's the best thing about Star Wars? How do you find the time to wait in line? Why do you choose to waste your life? How do you spell loser? Math question. 200 losers
right.
plus 4 wasted days times 1 crappy movie equals what? How disappointed in your family is...
Hi,
Adrian's
Vida.
Here with her sister. Is this the sister, Sarah?
That's the sister.
You guys are very close. She just hopped up on your lap and you're sitting in the chair together.
Hi.
Hi, girls.
Hi. Oop, hold on. Let me turn your microphones on there. Hello, girls.
Hi.
This,
how are you doing?
This is Phaedria, and then Sarah, you're Phaedria, because you're
Phaedria.
Sitting with Molly Ringwald, and you're Sarah.
Because I have the frizzy hair.
You have the frizzy hair. That's right.
Yes.
So you're happy with the nerd you're going to be going to the movies with?
He's very much the appropriate nerd for
He's
that.
Very nerdy.
Well, you know what, I look at you in the face. A little more like that Gillian Anderson, don't you think?
Yes, you watch right. The X-Files,
yes,
right?
Gillian Anderson,
I never
right?
thought about that.
I think he says that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
That's our brother.
Are you girls close? Because you're sitting in her lap.
We're also right.
Well, we're actually foster sisters.
Oh, you ever kiss?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Because it didn't
but
have that
I
kind of...
I did kiss a girl who looked like my identical twin.
You did? When did you do that?
And we traded boyfriends before.
We swapped?
Yeah.
You know, buzz swaps.
Which one did we swap? Let's not go into it on the radio.
Really?
Well, let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Let's not go into that.
When did you swap? How long did you swap?
Well, she went out with a guy, but he was actually my boyfriend when she was going out with him. But then when I got here... We got back together.
Then her boyfriend slept with my boyfriend. It was very messy.
I believe
oh,
the powers that be here at WJFK are going to have the the weekend programming.
That was before
office.
I knew him. He was
sister
like he was 15. He was drunk. He was experimenting. He didn't know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. You girls ever had lesbian experiences?
No. Just making out with this one redhead. That was it.
So you both? But did you both have sex with this guy, the boyfriend that you shared?
That depends on what you consider sex.
Well, he was my boyfriend for 2 years. They kind of went out a couple of times.
After you went out with him?
No, before I went out with
before,
him.
Before, okay. And then you hooked up with him.
Yeah, but she wasn't in town.
So one of you probably went all the way with him. If you're with him for 2 years, you probably went all the way with him?
I lived with him for 2 years.
And then what did you do?
We lived together, actually.
You just fooled around with him?
Yeah, before she actually moved.
Exactly.
It sounds worse than it actually was.
Actually,
it was
very close.
It
does
funny.
Not seem to have damaged your relationship.
No, actually, it made us stronger.
It made you stronger.
No, I hated her at first.
You
I hated her also.
Uh-huh.
These two girls are a piece of work, these two sisters. They just got their tickets. They just got their tickets to Star Wars.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So where's my little friend Grover?
Was Grover supposed to come by the station?
I gave him directions.
Well, then I guess he's going to be here.
Did you tell him that Grover was the name of your rat?
Yes, I used to have a pet rat, and his name was Grover.
Of course you did.
And he was the best rat a girl could have. He did little tricks. He would hop like a bunny, and whenever you get out of the shower, he would, like, scurry out from under a counter and nip you on the toe.
Have either one of you ever practiced witchcraft?
Not real. Not tragically.
There was my brother's ex-girlfriend did.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tried to recruit me into their cult. I looked at him.
Shocker.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are very comfortable on the radio. You seem like you're
very
home.
Much at home in here.
And I graduate from college tomorrow.
Oh, what college is that?
School of Visual Arts in New York.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm a cartoonist.
Now, what did you say, Phaedria?
Actually, I'm quite shy.
You're shy?
Really?
Yeah, no way.
I don't go and talk to strangers. She always picks up my boyfriend. It's terrible.
You say you don't talk to strangers, but you just met a guy in a parking lot who you're going to go to Star Wars with tomorrow.
Well, that's because
I made her do it.
Sarah made you do it, Phaedria?
My last boyfriend, the only reason I went out with him is because she went and gave him my number and made him call me.
Uh-huh. So she controls your life.
So you're the controlling one, though.
No. Well, apparently men are scared of me.
I can't understand that.
I'll be quiet.
All right, listen. Both of you now, Fajita, Felicity, get out of here.
All right, thanks, ladies.
Thank you for coming
nice
by.
Meeting you, girls.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We enjoyed the visit. Bye-bye. There they go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
See you, ladies.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Lucky Grover.
All right.
Yeah.
That was pretty cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
The other one kind of looked like Abby Hoffman.
A little.
That's pretty cute.
Very interesting couple.
They totally were very... like Arlo Guthrie. I'm going to stick on a total folk singer tangent here.
Yeah, there they go. There they
should
go.
Should have been like Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, I guess they got to catch the next train back to the commune.
They're too freaky suits, man. Yeah,
they were very comfortable in here. They would have gladly stayed for, you know, three more hours.
I think so.
They were very interesting.
And I bet they've kissed before. Mm-hmm. Especially when I heard they're foster sisters.
Abby Hoffman.
Because, you know, my brother and I are both adopted, and
right,
I've made out with him millions of times. Of course.
Yes, but your father called you a damn dummy after you did that.
Why are you kissing your brother, you damn dummy? I'm dumb. Phil the Phil.
Moron.
Moose. Moose, why are you kissing Phil the Phil?
You were Moose, right?
I was Moose.
Moose, stop kissing Phil the Phil.
Dad! Mom!
Ma!
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Give us a couple stories before we have to do another one of these stupid breaks.
All right. There's no better commercial for Toyota than Jim Jeter of Douglasville, Florida. His 1982 Toyota Starlet is about to turn over 1 million miles.
1 million miles.
Yes, MB. I owned a Toyota Starlet.
Really?
Yes, yes. The hatchback.
One of the few.
Great automobile. Well, right now, this guy is keeping it under the carport, waiting for what he describes as just the right moment to watch all those zeros come up on the odometer. To be specific, he's waiting to hear of some exciting offer from Toyota. He's also contacted the Guinness Book of World Records, and if all of that fails, he says he'll just leave the car to his grandkids. According to Jim, if you change the oil every 3,000 miles, quote, these things will run forever.
I swear to God, that car was a tank.
By the way, Toyota today is recalling nearly 800,000 cars.
You couldn't wait to do that, Buzz.
This would be the second biggest recall in automotive history.
Oh, God.
A lot of the recalled cars in this country are from the upscale Lexus line, the aforementioned Lexus, but most of the problem cars, you'll be relieved to know, are on the road in Japan. Reports say it's some kind of suspension problem.
Ah,
Ford.
Also,
serves them right.
Yeah,
that's right.
They snap like
never
a twig.
Forget. Never forget.
Absolutely. Who would buy a Japanese product anyway? Ford also has a recall out. The cruise control switch can start a fire on the 1992 and 1993 Lincoln Town Cars, Mercury Grand Marquis, and Ford Crown Vicks.
Perfect.
There have been nearly 150 reports of fires and injuries so far.
You understand that? You know why you're burning? Because you're going to drive a Lincoln Town Car.
I know what's
going
to happen.
You're going to be fired.
Perfect.
And for some time now,
the White House has promised not to use ground troops in Kosovo, but with the British now pushing for that, President Clinton now says it could actually happen.
I and everyone else has always said that we intend to see our objectives achieved, and that we have not and will not take any option off the table.
But he's so horny.
I'm really horny, I tell you. I didn't like that animation cell, but I could sure use a BJ.
I'd kill for a BJ. Hillary?
Oh, because it's a NATO operation.
Bill, it's foul.
It's not. It's beautiful. It's
foul.
It's great between two loving people, Hillary. Come on, please.
No. Why don't you call Miss Saturday Night Live?
Oh, I don't want to. Come on, I want you. You know that. Come
no.
on, please.
No.
You want me to put it away?
Put it back in the barn.
All right, here we go.
I never liked the looks of it anyway.
So long, best friend.
Yep.
No, because the Kosovo thing is...
I never found it sexy.
You didn't?
I've never seen what the fascination with that is.
I think it's a thing of beauty.
I think it looks like Darth Vader myself. Your penis, Bill.
Well, that was only that one time where I got it caught. Damn. Because it's a NATO operation in Kosovo, we also need the support of Germany on that ground troop decision.
Never trust them either.
And German officials called the use of ground troops unthinkable.
We don't want to put ground troops in there. It will be too tedious.
A new survey shows most Americans still support the effort in Kosovo, even if it involves ground troops. But the survey also shows that support is starting to fade.
Ain't no ground troops in Kosovo.
I hear you, Major Hochstetter. We won't use ground troops.
He likes to watch sex acts, but he enjoys watching.
That was Colonel Hogan.
Hogan!
Hey, this is what a camera.
Hi.
I will be Major Hogstetter.
Hi.
We will be leading the ground troops.
No ground troops, Clint.
Keep them out of here, Hogan.
And who are those two sisters, those two fraulein that were just in here?
Hi. That was Fadria and Sarah.
Me. Hot.
Me.
Yeah. Me. so hot. Me so horny, Green.
Oh, you always have been, Major Hogstetter. Not me. I'm a Ken doll without the proper parts.
Buzz, yes. Sign out.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, show me Ken.
It breaks every law of human nature.
Some of the things we did at the last radio station we worked at.
Well, they probably replaced the heating system anyway.
Quiet.
Well,
we weren't very happy working there.
Yeah.
Not like now, you know, being a static where we are now.
Hey, what are they doing? Growing asparagus in here?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
The publicist for Andy Dick says her client is once again checking into rehab.
Hello, I'm Andy Dick, and I'm running away from the scene of my accident.
Dick, the bizarre actor, was just...
Where are you going, you dick?
He just got out of rehab in January.
Hey, you see that dick that just hit the car?
Hey, dick face.
I love dick.
Wrapped his car around a traffic signal.
Hey, you little dick.
In Los Angeles on Saturday.
Hey, you see that? That's a dick running up the street there.
I'm going to have to call the big dick now.
It happened right after his show, News Radio, had been canceled and police found drugs in the car.
Now, better call his father. He's a dick, too.
Yeah, here's the best part. In case you'd forgotten or never knew.
His mom loves dick. She loves all dicks.
She does. Yeah, Andy and his father. Andy Dick has three kids by an ex-wife and an ex-girlfriend. All the women and all the kids live with Andy Dick in a duplex or two flat in California.
So he's a duplex full of dicks.
So he has him and you know, the little ones.
And his mom kisses all the dicks at night before they go to bed.
Absolutely. So that's Andy, his ex-wife, his ex-girlfriend, and their three kids all living together in the same
building. Are all the dicks here?
And you know what they have in the garden? Dickweed.
TV's Jerry Stiller did an anti-drug announcement last night in his current show, King of Queens, and in it, he urged parents to talk to their kids about that subject.
Excuse me for having a prostate!
But the New York Post says Stiller didn't have that talk with his son, Ben, when Ben Stiller was younger. It says that while he and his wife, Ann Mara, were away from home doing the old Archie Bunker's Place TV show, they got a frantic phone call from Ben, who told him he had taken some LSD and was scared and lonely. Stiller, who says he knew nothing about drugs at the time, told his son, and I quote, "Don't worry, when I was a kid, I smoked a Pall Mall and was sick for 2 days. That was the reassuring support he gave his son.
Ben, you're going to have one of the largest heads in show business."
Here is the tape of Jerry Stiller last night on King of Queens.
Good. They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
Because
I'm nice. I'm often confused with Jerry Stiller. That's actually
me. That was you, Buzz. Yeah. Sorry, Buzz.
Have you ever given thought to maybe just slicking your hair back like Jerry Stiller does?
No, I'd be terrified. I'd have to dye my hair red, too. I'm not going to do that either. And guess what the most pirated CD in Italy is these days?
Dennis Murphy's Christmas album?
No, you're close. It's the Pope's CD, Abba Pater.
Hey, the Pope.
The best guess is that bootleggers want to have plenty of copies on hand
today, boys.
When millions of people visit the Vatican for its year 2000
I know that his holiness would love to comment on
Not
that.
Today.
What if I told you it's his birthday?
He got you, didn't I? He turned 79 today. And he spent the day more on work than play. Word is he looks good, but rumors continue about his health, including a rumor that the pontiff has Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, I got it.
There he is. Hey, Your Holiness, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Me and Michael J. Fox, Muhammad Ali.
Happy 79th to Your Holiness. What do you have planned for your big birthday celebration?
Well, I'm having some hookers. Some crack whores coming over. How you doing?
You're just a man, is that right?
I'm just a man.
Of course.
Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone.
So concerned about all the dicks.
Yeah, Andy.
Andy. Mama Dick. Papa Dick.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Your Holiness.
And I won't get the one thing I really want.
What is that?
A nice lay. He's so horny.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're adhering to those.
So
bells.
Horny. Oh, God, I'm aching.
You'll work something out.
So horny.
Well, you are just a man.
Just a man. Flesh and bone.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's your birthday.
There's no birthday party for me.
Meet the guy.
Mr. Han.
I didn't know you liked Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, love it. Especially Phoebe Cates, where she takes the suit off by the pool. Oh, hot.
That Captain Hook hat looks kind of like your hat.
I've been a
in that situation.
Oh,
I do that. I'm just a man, of course.
Flesh
and bone.
Needs.
Wants.
Yes, I know.
Like getting mad. Happy birthday.
Now, you can own the very bikini that Rebecca Romaine Stamos wore in her Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover shot.
Oh.
The bidding starts at $2,600 in a charity auction sponsored by MTV on the eBay website. Aside from the usual Beavis and Butthead stuff, the auction also includes the sneakers Britney Spears wore in one of her videos.
No, thank you.
I bet they smell similar to Rebecca Stamos' crotchless panties or the thing that she wore.
The auction started.
That would be a good test. First you smell Britney Spears' shoes, then you smell the bottom bikini for Rebecca Stamos.
I'm soaking in it.
You gotta pick which is which.
These are Britney Spears sneakers.
I'm sorry, Mike. You picked the bikini.
Oh, amazing! The auction runs through Saturday. And if you get an email that says your order has been processed and your credit card will be billed $375 and you didn't order anything, do not call the phone number they give you to cancel the order. Do not go in there.
This is the end of the Don and Mike Show. Find out what happens next tomorrow. Westwood One Entertainment.